good podcast to fill your idle time. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Looking for a few good podcasts for the new year? Well, we recently asked folks on the social network Twitter to let us know about some of their favorite podcasts so we could share those with you. Podcasts are programs delivered over the internet to portable players and desktops. Many of the top programs also have life on the radio or TV. For the most part, people who responded to our request recorded their own statement and sent it to us. Amy Guerin, who blogs at contentious.com, is a serious podcast listener. One of her favorites is a daily news satire program.
Well, hands down, the very best news podcast out there is, of course, The Onion Radio News. Why would you ever want to listen to anything else?
A legendary duck survives another hunting season. It's The Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting.
Guerin also likes the technology-themed podcasts Slashdot Review and IT Conversations, and a program about the world of Apple.
There is a really great, it's a video podcast called MacMost Now by Gary Rosenzweig.
Hi, this is Gary with MacMost Now. It's time for my annual wish list to Apple.
Anything I need to know about the Mac, Gary's on top of it.
The consolation philosophy was read widely, and the sense of consolation is woven into many philosophical ideas.
In Our Time is a podcast from the BBC recommended by Graham Lampa of Minneapolis.
It's just got a lot of great historical discussions about interesting topics and usually focused on science or philosophy.
With me to discuss the consolation of philosophy are Roger Scruton, research
we
professor.
We began to notice
some subtle differences based on ethnic background.
Differences.
Differences in people's health and race.
Public radio program Radiolab is required downloading for Phil Yanoff of Greenville, South Carolina, and Greg Flanagan of Minneapolis. First, Phil Yanoff.
Each week, Jad Abumrad and Robert Krolwich present science that absolutely makes you smarter. I love the thing. And wouldn't think of missing it. I've got every episode I've ever heard saved on my hard drive so I could go back and listen to them all again.
It's got the perfect mix of geeky science and stream of consciousness kind of flow that keeps my easily distractible brain focused. The sound effects and production value are phenomenal.
And the differences seemed like they could be important.
That some genetic diseases target racial or ethnic groups more than others.
Headphones are highly encouraged.
Another public radio staple that lots of folks get via podcast, This American Life, is adored by Marie Flanagan of Minneapolis.
This American Life makes me curious about things that I was never curious about before.
There are people who drive us crazy at our jobs, but science hasn't given that particular problem a lot of thought. Recently, a guy named Will Phelps may have made some small progress in this area.
It's kind of like eating a dessert that you've never had for the first time, and you wonder what's in it, what it's made of, who made it, how it got its flavor, how it got to be so fantastic. That's the nature of This American Life for me.
We also had a few votes for Security Now, a technology podcast, and even some for Future Tense, to which you can subscribe at futuretense.publicradio.org. You can also visit that site for links to all the podcasts mentioned on today's show. I'm John Gordon.